The study session will be held at 4 o'clock at the City Council Chambers in the Marsac Building. Park City Manager Diane Foster says the council will take what she called a deep dive into the issue to bring the council up to speed on the history and current operations of the ice arena. Since the facility opened in 2006, usage has increased to a 97% capacity, leaving only 2 hours a day for public skate sessions. The arena, she says, is open from 6 in the morning to midnight, and it's basically maxed out. Still, Foster says the study session is just an opportunity for the council to learn more.
We're not actually specifically looking for direction at this one. It's to really do that first level set. Council has already provided direction for city staff and REC to work cooperatively with the basin to look at what are some of the possibilities for a future recreational facility that could include everything from a splash pad and a pool to indoor fields. Are always is a great demand for that, as well as the hockey community, which is a quite large community both within the city and in the Schneiderville Basin. They're looking for a nice sheet. So it's a the challenging part for council is you're always trying to balance needs.
Right now, the goal is that the ice arena recovers 65% of its cost and that the city will only subsidize the facility up to $300,000 a year. In the current budget year, that subsidy is at $170,000. The city also subsidizes those who use the mark, but green fees are expected to pay all of the maintenance and operation costs at the city golf course. Murphy says the council could require the ice arena to do the same.
You could increase user fees. Council has given direction that they want it to be affordable for people, and there is a subsidy, as there is at the mark as well. Golf is not subsidized. That's considered an enterprise fund, so they're required to break even. Talking with John Pistey, who is the general manager over at the ice rink, he believes that in the next 10 years he can easily get to break even on it, and that would be a similar goal that they would have on for a new ice sheet.
In other business, the council is scheduled to hire a new historic preservation consultant at just $20,000 a year. The city has been working with Dina Blaze for the last 7 years, but she elected not to renew her contract. Even though the city already has a historic planner on staff, Foster says this third-party consultant will help see issues the staff may not.
What we need in this case is somebody who has a deeper level of understanding of historic preservation. And a lot of times in these situations, like with bonding, you always want an outside person with an outside view on bonds. It's actually quite good to on historic preservation to have that third party feed. So one of the pieces that's important to note, though, is that it's not a full-time position. I believe it's about up to 20 hours a week.
That's Park City Manager Diane Foster. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.